This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday. Yeah. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Oh, back up. So, ready? Friday.
Friday.
I don't know. It's just a new song about Friday. All the songs about Friday are like everyone's heard. It's Friday. I'm in love. It's Friday, January 14th, and it's the Friday before a long weekend. Happy Martin Luther King Day, everybody. 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Nick, and Brinny. We're all here. We're going to start with something that we talked about during the show. Which is that Vinny uses Viagra all the time. Who knew?
No, that's not at all what I said. But I did tell you that I tried it. And the thing I found most interesting, what was weird is I'm already a walking hard-on. So that was sort of like.
So why? You just did it like just to see, just for fun?
Yeah, I wanted to see.
Did someone give it to you?
No, I was able to get it. And I did. But I tried it. And while I was really surprised how sensitive it made me in terms of, whoa, I'm up. Look at that. That was fast and for no real good reason. But the main thing was after I splooged, I was still hard as a rock and kept fucking. And I was like that hasn't happened since I was a 16-year-old. So that was really the big difference between what I am normally and what that stuff did is I didn't go soft after I finished.
They say it makes you feel like an 18-year-old again, that you're just...
That was the one thing where I went, okay, that's profoundly different than what I'm capable of.
So you're saying, like, if the pill lasts, say, you know, the effects of it were available to you for 4 hours, at any point during that, you could have done it again. Like, the recovery time was non-existent.
Yes, but what I'm also saying is we were doing it, I finished and kept doing it. It didn't go down. So we were able to just power right through that orgasm. And
did you go for another? Did you get another one?
I didn't get another, but she did. So I was like,
so
wow.
Do you, were you at all afraid that it was going to be one of those situations where...
Where you get a four-hour bump?
Yeah.
No.
If it persists more than 4 hours, you got to go to the
doctor?
No, the
person I'd been talking to about it said they take three of them.
Oh, my God.
And
oh,
they go damn. All
Who
night.
Who are you talking about?
I don't want to say, but they do. They go all night. They have a fairly new partner, and they
fun.
Go all... Like, so they finish, they take a break, they have a water or whatever, and then they do it again.
Let's have a sandwich. Build up our stamina again. Woo!
And I don't expect that my partner would allow anything like that. But I thought, you know, I'll try one and see what it does. And I thought, wow, that's the surprising difference right there.
That's that was one of the fun things about being young was that you would have marathon sex.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You'd just spend an entire weekend in bed. And then anytime both of you were ready to go again, you just
went
would.
Again.
Even when someone wasn't, you'd be like, oh, you're at me again. Oh, all right. Well, I'm not doing it. I'm in bed. Here we are. Yeah, that is not fucking happening anymore.
That's the extreme difference, though. Now, when I splooge, I go soft right then.
Oh,
I'm done.
Right then.
That's common.
Yeah.
I mean, while you're splooging, usually it starts to lose
power. I usually finish my orgasm, but right after, I'm done. That's it.
Yeah.
It goes.
You still
soft.
Wake up with wood and
yeah. Well,
yeah.
I mean,
that's
it depends.
Pretty normal, right?
My schedule's, you know, our schedule, so it definitely gets in the middle of that morning wood thing, depending on when the clock
right.
goes off.
On a Saturday, usually John will get out of bed before me, and although not all the time anymore, my sleeping has changed a lot. But he'll come over and, you know, because he's got morning wood, he'll, you know, mushroom slap me a couple times. That's just a fun way to wake up, you know, like, oh.
Is it?
Yeah.
I
don't think
that's
fun?
I think that's going to start a fight.
No. He wouldn't. He
No, I mean, if he mushroom slaps me, I'm fighting him.
Oh, well, you know, he'll probably never have the opportunity to mushroom slap you. But
all right. Good.
You know, it's funny because he's a guy who sleeps. He does wear a T-shirt. So I always just assume he's got bottoms on. When he's sleeping. Mm-hmm. But then there he comes around the bed and it's sticking out from the bottom.
He sleeps in a T-shirt
with
no underwear?
In a T-shirt with no underwear. Isn't that...
What?
So with no underwear?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Oh.
So there's the T-shirt realize. And the T-shirt comes down. The T-shirt goes down right to the base of his...
Are you sure no underwear?
Yeah. I'm sure. Because
weird.
He came walking around the bed. And
well,
there's
you
can
have a little hole from your...
No. Just, it's for sure. I can see his bum when he walks out too, you know.
That is really surprising. So
I know, it's such a weird...
For me, I sleep in boxer briefs with no shirt.
Yeah.
And I can never wear a shirt when I sleep. It twists up on me.
Yes.
I freaking hate it.
I got to have a shirt, though, because I need to be able to tuck it between my boobs. Like, my boobs, if they mush on each other, there's like a sweat thing that happens. Oh. So I like to have that in there. I like to have a shirt on. And I want underwear on, too. So I'm basically fully dressed when I go.
And the reason I want underwear on is because I'll start to think sexy thoughts and start jacking off, and I don't always want to be up to that every time I get in damn bed.
Right.
So
I
need
to just...
Now
you got to get your iPad out and get some visuals going.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed in underwear, thanks.
So Viagra, when did you take it?
I don't know how many months ago it was, but
it was months.
Yeah.
I was thinking this was... Early days. Were you guys like? Were the kids around? Like,
do you mean? Did
not
we have
during
kids?
The act? No. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. This was a couple months ago. This
did you guys go off
house.
On your? Oh my god.
No,
goodness.
It was at night.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
Everybody's asleep. It's
did you
nighttime.
Tell her that day? Like,
no,
guess
I've
what
never,
I'm going to do tonight.
She doesn't know I tried it.
Oh my god.
That's fine.
That's hilarious.
Extra strong this time.
I'd be like, I can't believe you didn't tell me.
What?
What if I turned you down and you'd taken it?
I guess I would have jacked it off. I don't know. I mean, I knew I took it because I knew what I had coming my way. And
right.
I don't know. I didn't. It wasn't like I don't believe I've betrayed her. But OK, maybe I should let her know.
Well, you don't have to let her know now. She might be mad that you didn't tell her at the time. But I would only because if I found out after the fact, I would be like, what if I had said no?
Well,
that would have been a wasted pill though.
Look, the thing is, from what I've heard, the two or three that someone I know has taken, it creates this all night scenario, which I know ain't happening. So that
so one should be plenty.
Yeah, so that I wouldn't have tried because I know I'm not going to get based right. on the fact that neither of us gets the sleep we need because of the kids.
Yeah,
I know I'm not getting an all nighter. That ain't happening.
Yeah,
so.
I ever wonder if that'll happen again? Like, I've always wondered, you know, is John going to expect that to resume once the kids move out? If they do?
If they do.
I don't know. They seem really happy. So.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't know why they would.
Why they would move out or why they would resume?
Move out. They have no, look, I needed privacy and wanted to be able to do the things I wanted to be able to do.
Yeah.
So I had to get the fuck out of that house.
Right.
But these kids are clearly having all their needs met.
Well,
why
they have
they
the
leave?
Internet. All they need is the internet, apparently. So, mm-hmm. And a bed to sleep in. Someone to do their laundry. I mean, all the things people need. They have it all.
Look,
I should start making them do their own laundry.
I hate that it... I remember being a kid and thinking, I'll never be out of touch. How's it possible that you get so fucking out of touch as you get old? And I just didn't expect that I would be. But the truth is... new stuff starts that you're just completely unaware of, whether it's TikTok or, you know, certain things that kids are into where you look at it and go, why
Benny,
do
you
like
would,
that? You
would be a TikTok star.
I wouldn't.
I actually believe this. I think that you of all of us are so funny when a camera gets turned on you.
Like, that video of me dancing
is so great. It's so great. And if only it was on a TikTok and I could see your whole body and then you dropped to the ground and did a spin.
When I looked at that and I couldn't get it off fast enough.
The singing one is going to be the clip of the day today, right?
There's no singing one, no.
That's going to be Bryn? Today's clip of the day, right, guys?
It's got to be.
Okay, great.
Anyway, I looked at that and went, oh my God, I'm that dad that everyone talks about. The dad guy that's doing embarrassing stuff that no one can believe.
Listen, the dad guy's beloved.
I'm that guy.
Don't underestimate the power of the dad guy.
Ugh, gross.
It's great. I think that I actually think of all the things that you're like, you thought wouldn't get by you. You shouldn't let TikTok get by you. It's perfect. It's made for you. And your girls could work out like little dance routines. I mean, it would bond you. They want to be on social media. This would be their chance.
If I ever get
be great on there
to the point where you are now, where you've got a lot of time, I will consider doing things like that. I have no time.
You'll be like 80 by the time you get to where I'm at.
People. What I have gotten myself into is all consuming. There's no minutes. It's so stupid.
But that's why TikTok would be great, because then you could be like, hey, kids, here's what we're doing today.
Aye.
And we're going to see how many viewers we get. And maybe we'll make, what did that girl make? $17 million last year?
That's
and
so
her
crazy.
Stupid little sister made $10 million. It's insanity.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it could be big.
Anyway, I would say, based on my experience, Viagra was fun. I liked it. You know, I don't need it. I wouldn't want to use it every time, but I definitely went, wow, that was kind of, now I get it.
Well, speaking of cocks, it's time to play a game.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
We're playing a game on the Secret
Show? Yeah, we're going to play, it's a game about cocks. Can't really play the cock game on the air.
Coco, you are up.
No, all of you guys are up.
What? We don't want to play the cock game. Don't make us play the cock game.
You're
Come
all
on.
Playing the cock game.
Oh.
I'll start with an easy one. This show, by the way, is called Real Cock or Fake Cock.
Oh.
It's the game where you got to guess if an actor showed off his actual cock or if he used a prosthetic.
Oh.
I see.
See, it's nothing bad. Nobody has to play with cocks or anything.
Well, yeah, but you've already said cock like 15 times.
Are there pictures of
There's no... Well, how about you don't play and you put the picture up?
All right, I'll see if I can find it while you go.
Okay.
Wait, picture up of the cock or the person?
Yeah,
we're gonna...
Yeah, because you
the
said
cock.
It's a movie, right?
These are all from movies and shows. Shows and movies.
Okay. So give me the name. And
here's the first one. And don't yell out the answer because... I think this one's pretty well known, actually. Mark Wahlberg in Boogie Nights. Real cock or fake cock? Just wait for it. Just wait. Let's take a look at it.
All right, hold on 1 second.
You've never seen Boogie Nights? You'd love it.
No.
What a fun movie. It's horrifying. Horrifying and awful, and also really fun.
Was this when he was Marky Mark?
Shortly after that, I think. Mm. Like, I want to say this is one of Mark Wahlberg's like first really big, like, holy shit, that guy was really good in that movie kind of movies. When was Boogie Nights? Like maybe the 90s, early
90s? Yeah, he's a freaking miracle the way that guy's turned himself into such a big deal. He was the Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. What is that song?
Feel Good? I don't know.
New Sensation.
Is this the right photo I'm looking
Let's
for?
Let's have a look. That's not
one of the ones that I know. I'm like,
that's not Marky Mark.
Here's another one of him.
Is that it?
I can't really tell.
You know what? Let's not do this part where we look up the pictures. You just tell me. You either remember it or you won't. Some of these I don't even know.
Good Vibrations, everyone. Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations.
Marky Mark songs.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Marky Mark Wahlberg in Boogie Nights. Real cock or fake cock?
I know this because I was around when that movie came out. He used a prosthetic cock.
That's right. That cock is fake. I should let everybody answer first.
No. He was supposed to be, I think he was supposed to be sort of John Holmes-esque type porn star.
The deal was that he had a giant cock, but that he could fuck constantly. Like, he was amazing. No one had to fluff him. He would give it to these girls. Remember, I think he bangs.
This was a porn?
No, it was about the porn industry. Right. So like Burt Reynolds plays like a porn producer. It's like supposedly set in the 70s. I think he bangs Julianne Moore.
Yeah,
she's one of the first people he bangs, and she's all like, that was amazing. Like, she's a porn star, and she's like, can we do it? And he says, should we do it again? Like, he thought it was a real movie.
Dirk Diggler?
Dirk Diggler, yeah.
That's the guy. And William H. Macy's in it, and he's married to...
Oh, right, to Linda Lovelace or something.
Real porn star. I can't think of her name, but we interviewed her once when she was in our old studio. I'll never think of it. But her character is a porn star in the movie.
And she's
also doing random dudes, like, all the time. And doesn't he walk
Nina Hartley.
That's it.
He like walks out of the party where she's fucking some guy by like on a lounge chair,
and she's like giving him shit or something too, right? Isn't she? Get the fuck out of here!
Doesn't he just walk off and shoot himself in the head?
Something like that. Don't give away all the stuff. Everyone should see this movie. Nikki's got to watch Boogie Nights. All right, next up in Real Cock or Fake Cock, Chris Pine. The guy who plays Captain Kirk, and he's in the Wonder Woman movies. He's in a movie called Outlaw King, and there's some cock shown. Was it really him, or was it a fake one? Don't look it up, Bren.
Don't look it up. I'm trying to
Coco. Am I the only one playing?
No, all three of you.
Oh, okay.
Fake.
You said it was a fake one. Yeah. You said Chris Pine wouldn't show his cock in a movie.
He was in Princess Diaries, too. He wouldn't do that.
Oh.
He wouldn't do that. Why? What? It's wrong to show your cock?
Oh, you have the...
Okay, I guess I'm wrong.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you something. The fake cocks are going to look like real cocks.
That's true.
That's the beauty of movie making.
But he's in water. That's a dangerous play.
It is. Dangerous. There's some shrinkage.
Yeah. I'm going to go fake cock, Bob.
I'm going to go fake, too, just because of that.
That is
because
of the water.
That's his real cock, apparently. Apparently.
Well, then, you know what? I'll tell you what. The movie company's about to find out their budget needs to... I need this whole pond warmed up to 85 degrees before we do my scene.
Let's go 90.
The whole pond needs to be warm like a hot tub before we do my scene. Thank you.
They've actually submerged a hot tub to like a half an inch under the water surface, and he's standing in that.
Right.
Jason Biggs, the guy from American Pie... They did that movie, American Reunion, I don't know how many years later, and he showed his cock. Is it a real cock or a fake cock?
He's a weird dude.
Did we need to see it?
Yeah, we definitely didn't. He's a weird dude. I'm going to say it's real.
Me too. I'm going to say it's real.
Yeah, me too.
You're all correct. Yes.
All right.
You saw that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Hold on. It's in a bowl. Why is it in a bowl? What's happening
here? Covering
it
with a pan cover, one of those.
Oh my God. He's got like a clear glass pan cover.
Oh, so and he tries to cover it,
and there it is, all squash under there. That is, oh boy, oh my God, that is hideous. Yeah. He is really bearing down on that.
It's actually just a lid, isn't it?
It's just right. That's what did exactly. I say? A pot? Yeah, it's,
we
a,
said a
it's
pan
a lid.
Cover. It's just a
whatever.
Lid, whatever.
Oh, for God's sake. How about? I don't even remember Jonah Hill's dick in The Wolf of Wall Street. Is that during the Quaalude scene? Like, I don't know when the penis came out. Was it real or was it fake? Did Jonah Hill show his actual junk?
The wolf, huh?
I'm going to go fake, Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to go fake, too.
Yeah, fake.
Yeah, you guys are right. It's all fake. I remember the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
So Jason Segel's in that, and he shows or doesn't show his... There's a penis, and it's large, and I want to say it's not excited. So I remember thinking that's a big hog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So is that a real one or is that a fake one?
I would say real, just because he's like it's.
I would say real too.
Starts off with that, right?
Yeah.
The movie starts with it. He's like doing the helicopter and he's wiggling around. Like,
I don't remember that he's helicoptering. He's like, I just remember being impressed.
Yeah,
I don't remember seeing that, but I'll go with the room and the
consensus.
Go real.
It's his real one, and that's hilarious. He plays dick tricks with it.
Yeah. I think it was the day she broke up with him.
How about Harry Potter? What I mean is Daniel Radcliffe in Guns Akimbo. He apparently showed his stuff. Was it real or was it fake?
I'm going to go real because he did a play where he was completely nude on stage. Right,
that's
Vinny?
What I was just going to say. Yeah. Yep. I know that he's done them before. So I'm going to say real too.
Yeah.
I'm with Coco there.
I thought you meant in the Harry Potter films. I'm like, what did I miss?
No. He showed it to Hermione and she still rejected him for Ron. It's bullshit. It's fake.
Why do you say that's bullshit?
Because Harry and Hermione were the ones who were supposed to be together. There was zero chemistry between Harry and Ginny and Ron.
They were best friends for the longest times.
And the best friends are the ones that you finally realize you're in love with and marry. I guess they just needed Harry to have a family, and so they married him into the Weasleys. Anyway, Daniel Radcliffe, while he did, I think he did appear nude on stage, Equus or something the name of the play was.
Wow, look at you go.
Well, it was a horse one, so I was into it.
Or you just have a fake bad memory and you really remember every single thing that's ever been said.
It is a memory of convenience, isn't it, often?
It sure is.
Daniel Radcliffe put a fake one on for Guns Akimbo, which I've never heard of. Yeah. And then these next ones, these aren't even really...
The problem with the movie shot is that I can, like, I would want to do, I'd be like, yeah, I got a nice dick. I want to show it to everyone. I like it. You should all see it. Except that we got to get this shot because it's going to vary in size. And I want to look as full as possible. And, you know, conditions can change and I don't want to appear anything other than at my best.
Yeah. If the frosty wind comes through here, we're going to reshoot this. And get me a fluffer.
Right.
I thought these were kind of funny. Tom Hardy in Taboo. Also, Stuart, A Life Backwards, Bronson, Colditz, and Sergeant Slaughter, My Big Brother. Real or fake?
Who again?
Tom Hardy, the Venom guy.
Vinny's face said it all. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, there we go. There's a shot of it. There's a shot of it right there.
Oh, that's real.
It's not super impressive, and it is real.
I'd be like, if you're going to put a fake one on, make it nice, because there's nothing there. That
what
is that?
Little kids.
Well, I don't know little kids, but not
little kids. But
and listen, maybe it's a grower, not a shower. But anyway, he's naked in everything. And also, Ewan McGregor shows Ween in a lot of things. So is it real or fake? Trainspotting, Young Adam, Velvet Goldmine, Fargo, The Ghost, and like 11 other movies.
He likes showing it. He's
so you're saying real?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor wants you to see his dick.
I would want you to see it too. I would absolutely do. I'm telling you, as long as you get the shot, get this shot.
And
right
make
now.
It look good.
All right, now we move on.
All right. This is a response to the talcum powder comment that we made. I think someone had said yesterday, you know, somebody was putting talcum powder in their woman area and wound up dying of cervical cancer years later.
It's a class action. It's a famous class action suit.
Yeah, well, I wonder if all these people were in it. My mother and sister-in-law both died from ovarian cancer due to talcum powder. Yep. Do not use this anymore, ever. There are alternative products. I haven't had to use any. I didn't use it on my kids because it's just drier here. Mm-hmm. Things get swampy on the East Coast. I grew up using talcum powder. You always use talcum powder. You'd powder up after a bath.
Oh, that's one of, what's his name's best Mercurio? Favorite bits. Yeah. The guy Mercurio never stops talking about powdering his bowls.
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 Maybe it's safer for boys or something.
I don't think it is.
Do I want to do another response? You know, let me see if I can just find a good one for today.
Oh, there's no more cocks?
I could talk about cocks if you
no,
want.
No, I don't want you to. I was just kidding.
Makeup sex and then abuse. Cocks. All right. This one says they have two different things to write in about. We might only have time for one of them, so let's start with this. I'll keep them both short and direct. I've been with my husband over 10 years. We have a great relationship and rarely fight. When we do, however, I've noticed he likes to have sex later that day or evening, while I do not. He believes in not going to bed angry, while I need more time to process my feelings and get past any hurt or anger that has occurred. I hear Vinny saying that sex is a way for some people to affirm their love for each other, so I try to be understanding about that for him. But shouldn't he try to be understanding about my feelings, too?
Yeah.
I rarely read 1 in 100 times decline his sexual advances, so I feel that in this instance, it should be okay. Who is right?
Well, he is. there's no question that he is right. 100% he's right.
Is he?
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like he's not right.
What?
I feel like he might be starting fights just because he knows he can bang her later for that.
Because of the makeup sex?
Yeah. And she's all in her head going, I really don't want to.
Sex is fun.
Hmm. I don't know how to answer this. I really think that if you're still mad and you're not over the fight, then you should say, well, I'm still processing.
Oh.
That could be the 1 in 100 times you turn him down. And then maybe he'll be more careful about the fights he picks.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. We don't have makeup sex the way generally you hear about it, because we're not capable of recovering from an argument that quickly.
Oh,
so I don't even try to have that be the way that we reconnect. But
let's remember how good the sex is.
I very much believe that regular sex between a couple, or more importantly, not having regular sex between a married couple, is the death of that relationship. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. I'm not saying you can't have a marriage without sex. People have written in and say, what if the person's got a medical condition? Okay, that's totally different than what we're talking about. A medical condition, when you said I do, you took on whatever sickness and in health they have.
Right.
So I understand that part. But the idea that you're just boycotting sex because you don't have as much fun as you did when you were a kid, or you are insecure about something, that's your husband or your wife. They love you, and you're their sex life. And you should try to take care of each other in that
way.
Yeah,
but even though you're the other person's sex life, if you're mad, you don't have to. I say you're right.
I'm right?
Nope. Oh. The lady's right.
Oh.
This next one from the same person is about a close friend that they grew up with. She's had struggles over the years, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, romantically, etc. About 3 years ago, she got into a relationship with a man she met on an app. Over the years, it became painfully clear to me and everyone around them that this is a very abusive relationship. The problem is, she is the abuser. In public and in private, she constantly berates him, belittles him, and bosses him around. She uses tactics of shame and guilt, and then somehow finds a way to play the victim of his shortcomings. They both grew up in emotionally unstable households, which is why I think they're unable to recognize these unhealthy behaviors and get out. But everyone around them can see it. We've all agreed it makes us wildly uncomfortable. Most of her friends, including me, are married with children, and I know she desperately wants that for her life. She started very publicly pressuring her boyfriend into proposing and moving forward with their relationship, but it's obvious he doesn't want that. Also, this is awful. What do we do? Is it worth standing up for someone who is not our friend in order to make our friend mad, sad, hurt, or should we just leave it alone, let it run its course? I don't think they will end up married or anything, and we all make comments here and there when things are getting really rough, but should we have a more formal sit-down intervention? I actually have a friend who is kind of like this to her husband. This is not her first husband. And I definitely will not say the names, even though usually I say that as a joke and then say them. But I don't spend that much time around this person, so I didn't know this husband very well at all. And
the first or the second?
The second. Okay. The first husband I knew. I knew him.
Okay.
But this second husband I've only met a couple of times. And over the course of time, I've noticed that she's, like, he was making this big, elaborate, delicious meal and was entertaining us, and he's fun and having fun, and she just, it just felt disrespectful, like, belittling him to the point where I actually said, you're being so disrespectful. Like, is this how you treat him? Like, I blurted it out. Well, I was a couple drinks in. But I'm like, I felt, I was just like, it's like that. It's like someone, you know, you're having a nice time and there's someone going, meh, 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 meh.
So what did she say?
She just sort of shook it off and then maybe toned it down for a little bit.
Bitch, worry about your own relationship.
Yeah.
You know, that was sort of after the fact. I'm like, I probably shouldn't have said anything. And he actually was like, oh, thanks. That's a nice thing to say. I was like, oh, so you do notice it. Okay.
Let's have Sarah over more often, honey.
I know, right?
Yeah,
no I hate when couples do that though. Like they fight.
It
or,
makes
like,
everyone else uncomfortable.
So it's like when somebody says something, it's like somebody else is thinking, "Oh, thank God they said something."
Right.
Because then it'll just put those two people in check. Like, okay, we'll deal with this later.
Yeah. Just one comment she made, I was like, "Please good stop it." Well, not really good for me because it actually, you know,
if I was there, I would be like, "Go, Sarah! Woo!"
Now we're having a party over what a bitch this chick is. But I did feel like crap, man. If I saw them more often, I would see them less often.
Right.
Like this isn't good. So I don't know. They're both in that relationship, and you're saying it's about 3 years. Like sometimes people stay in these situations. I don't think you can save this guy. He's got to save himself, or I don't know. What do
I
you
also
guys
had
think?
A friend that, well, my friend was the dude in that relationship, and his girlfriend would practically just verbally abuse him all day, right? And we all wanted him to get out of that relationship. It lasted 10 years and he moved on. But after that, he got with another girl that does the same thing. And clearly, I just realized he's one of my close friends. I'm like, he seems to really like that kind of girl. That tells him what to do and how to do it, you know.
Well, it's
how
I also
funny
say that we make the same mistakes over and over.
They do,
so it's not necessarily it that like he likes it. It might just
know,
be that this is what he grew up around, and inside him, he's
right.
broken, and this is
right.
What
we find
he
these
seeks
people
out.
Who
it's right.
he's
yeah.
driven towards. So
right,
I don't know what to say.
Or he brings it out in some people. Enough
we,
you
know, you reminded me for a second and it's gone completely foggy, but didn't we recently have a story in here where I can't remember what was going
on. The crazy making stuff or the.
I've lost it. But so look, my response to that is mind your own business. But I do think it's incredibly sad that there are people out there who can't defend themselves and find themselves in these things that are I'm personally better off alone. I'm good alone.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't want to be with someone that's dragging me all the time like that. F that chick.
I wonder, I mean?
Like,
yeah, I wonder if you should specifically say something to her. Like sometimes I do think that people need to have their actions pointed out in order to, you know, it's like when you said you'd be playing with your evil Knievel, you light him on fire and fire him off into the curtains and light the curtains on fire. And then your mom would come and go, "What the hell are you doing?" And you look up and you go, "I don't know." Like someone has to point out your behavior for you to see it. I think maybe you should talk to her. I don't know. I agree.
I don't know
in
that
mind
she
your own business.
She can't not know. You know, what you're talking about is a child versus a grown woman. So there's a complete difference there about. And that story I've said. And not that specific story, but many times, kids stuff, you do start breaking something because it's overcome you and you're just playing and you think you're, and then your dad walks in and goes, "Hey, that's not yours, that's right. mine. And why are you breaking it?" And you're like, "Huh?" Because that's what kids do.
I feel like it's totally different. Arrested development, though, sometimes. Like, this is, like, someone needs to have corralled and curtailed this behavior early on in her life. This
maybe.
Can't be some new thing that she's, or maybe the guy does somehow get off on it. Anyway, I would talk to her and just say, "Look, we've noticed this and it's unattractive." It's like the couple that always fights in front of you. Mm-hmm. They can't seem to help themselves. And even if you talk to them, they're going to keep on fighting. But I feel like a friend says, "Stop doing that. Save your fights until you get home."
You know what's weird about that is, and I don't, I've all, okay, I'm aggressive. I have been aggressive and it's part of skateboarding. It's part of surfing. Aggressive mentalities can help you flourish in the right conditions.
Uh-huh.
I've definitely been aggressive in defense of myself too. Even as a little kid, when someone way bigger than me would try to pick on me, I would pop right back at that. And it doesn't mean that I didn't have troubles growing up, but it means that I've just always been someone that won't take that. I don't know why some people will sit there.
Will take it. Right.
And just take it over and over and over again.
Well, we
it's
set up
so
patterns
sad.
For ourselves, you know? Like maybe it started small and by the time it was kind of to the point it's at now, you'd gone past the point where you could bitch about it without it becoming a huge thing. And now you know you're going to be in a huge fight with this person. And I don't know. And people like that are sometimes really manipulative too. Like they can get away with that because they have this whole other hold on somebody.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's that's the thing that reminded me of the previous or one of our previous secret shows is my response was that I'm very vocal for this other story and the same for this one. I'm very vocal about defense of myself. I don't want to be someplace I'm unwelcome, and I don't want to be someplace where I'm being mistreated.
Right.
I'm way fine alone. So I'd rather be that than be completely belittled and disrespected. I mean, unless you're paying me. That happens here a lot. But I get paid. But in real life, yeah, that is the job. But in real life, yeah, you should absolutely be in a situation that you're welcome and that you're loved and that you're treated well for your efforts in your relationship. And that doesn't mean people don't argue or fight. It just means that in general, the overall general feeling is this person loves and appreciates you. And if that's not the feeling, fucking punt, dude. What are you doing?
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. Punt. However, you know, what does she tell this person? Maybe nothing. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe
I feel
mind
like,
your business.
Yeah. Maybe my, because honestly, that's probably what the lady will say. Mind your fucking business. You say, well, I would mind it if you weren't doing it right in front of me. I don't know. This is a hard one. I'm sure that our listeners will have advice, though. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
At RadioAlice.com.
Anytime I've been around a couple that takes to this fighting, I won't be around that couple.
Yeah.
Like, that's that. I'm not going to, yuck. No.
Well, this is a close, she's saying close friend she grew up with. But she also does say she has tons of struggles. So this is like just her latest thing.
Well.
All right. Bryn at RadioAlice.com, BRYN at RadioAlice.com. You guys have a great 3-day weekend. Thank you for listening to The Secret Show, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
The end.